Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Well, my girlfriend Katie Jo and I, we've been together for 4.5 years, and we have kind of made a determination the other night that we need to go on more dates. Because I think that when you start off in a relationship and you're first in love and you want to spend all your time together, and Katie and I still want to spend all our time together, so I'm very excited about that.
Cute.
But it seems that now we always feel the need to incorporate other people in anything we do. So it's almost as if maybe we feel behind in time with our friends. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is that every time we do something, we bring other people with us. And so I had told these guys earlier that last night, for the first time in a while, it was just Katie and I sitting in our living room, having a conversation, not watching TV, not on our, you know, or not her, not on her iPhone. I mean, we were having a conversation.
I don't get it. Like, you mean like you were Skyping to each other?
No.
Like somebody was in the office and you were Skyping while you were, huh?
We didn't text to each other sitting right there. Nothing
words
like
that. Words
with friends? No, we weren't playing words with friends. Wendy, about to beat me.
Your little wee character wasn't talking to her wee character?
No, nothing like that. We actually had an honest conversation. So I do think that couples a lot of times get into trouble if they don't maintain that personal time together. And I, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about date nights and this kind of thing, but I realize that Katie and I really, because we still are in love, we still want to see each other all the time, but it's the one-on-one time we have, we don't really have anymore, because it's not only that we feel behind with our friends, I think our friends now don't feel like it's a big deal for them to come into our time together too. You know what I mean?
And I think I've talked to a couple of friends about this, and they said they knew they were going to break up with their significant other at the time when it started being like that all the time, that they were always inviting other people to be a part of it, or inviting people over to the house for dinner, or always including other people because they had nothing left to talk about. And that's not the case with you guys, but that was like a sign for them. Like, I should have known when every time we did anything together, there was somebody else included, because then if it's a group situation, you don't really have to like address the fact that there's all this silence between the two of you.
And I think I think it's more challenging now than back in the day. You know, like if you ask your parents, there just wasn't a hell of a lot to do back then. You know, and now, I mean, you do, we have it. I mean, 100%, there are just more distractions now.
It depends on where you
live. If you allow it.
I mean, my parents lived in Columbia, Tennessee. They wouldn't anything to do there.
But
in Atlanta, there's
to do
more
but each other.
That's right.
But
hello,
I mean, now
siblings.
You got internet, you got DVR, so if you miss a TV show, you can always catch up. I mean, there's just so much that you could allow yourself to be distracted by.
You could fill your time. And which is okay. You know, I'm not opposed to, because I think that having a TV show together is fun. I think having things together that's just yours is fun. But if every time you see, like when Lost was on, every time you Lost was on, you had a Lost party and it was everybody that came over to watch it instead of just the two of you. It's a little different. And I think that I think that it just it you get into the habit of wanting to include everybody else. And like I said, I enjoyed last night, and before last night I thought, yeah, we need to make sure that we, every time we go to Braves, for instance, like going to a Braves game, we like going to a Braves game, and every time we think about it, we always, oh, who else do we take? Well, and I said, well, why can't we just go you and me? You know, why are we out of the habit of just you and me doing something? You
and
know?
Bert, you and your wife have date night.
Yeah.
When did you guys institute that? When you started having kids or what?
When did we institute that? It must have been. I mean, because when, before you have kids, any night can be date night.
Yeah.
So you don't have to
schedule it as
schedule
much.
It. But yeah, I guess when Hayden came along, I think we had enough people around us that had kids that said that time is really, really important. So we're really lucky that we have Stacy's mom here. If we really need to, Stacy's dad is here also. And our babysitters run like 3 or 4 deep on a depth chart. So our date nights are ultra, ultra important to us, and we get them in at least once a week.
You let anyone watch the kids, really?
Sometimes, you know, Hayden's old enough now. He's 7.
He watches Hollis? Yeah.
Uh-huh. He can take care of the house now. But yeah, we are really big fans of that. Really big fans of that.
I think it's important.
You guys should
got to carve out time for yourselves in order for your kids to see that, too,
and
I
even,
think.
Like,
you guys should do a double date.
See, again, no.
Together. No.
And I think I think it's important for friends of couples to understand, and I'm not saying this to anybody in particular, I was just thinking about it as we were talking about this. It's important as myself to not always try to take time away from my friends that are couples.
Right.
Every couple needs to be alone sometimes, and just because you're together a long time, you still need to be able to do that because, I think that's where couples get lost is when you stop being one-on-one.
Agreed. So y'all need to pick a date night. One night a week and schedule it.
Yeah.
Scheduling
just sounds.
It doesn't sound sexy at all.
Yeah, that sounds like we're forcing it. It just needs to be something that when we come up with an idea that we're going to go see a movie, we don't need to invite anybody else to go see
it.
Just us.
The schedules will come once the kids come. Everything, unfortunately, gets scheduled. It takes the sexy out of a lot of things.
Even sex.
It really does.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you can't ignore. Stand still? Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.